broadcasting every third Sunday. This is the Free Radio Service Holland. Sunday, May the 17th, the Everest people arrived on the location to discover only the leftovers from what once were the aerials. That Sunday, of all Sundays, no spar aerials were available, and so the people had to return home empty-handed. Because of the stolen aerials, it was the first time a broadcast had to be cancelled on a regular third Sunday. A week later, the Free Radio Service Holland made it to the airwaves with one self-constructed and one spare aerial. On 48 meters, there was only a carrier during the first hour. Peter Verbrugge simply forgot to plug in the modulation lead. As a result of the first 9 months of broadcasting and the response from the listeners, a new program schedule was introduced in May. The English service, which was temporarily cancelled, returned, and the German service was extended to 45 minutes due to the overwhelming support from listeners in both Germanies. The DX show was also extended with an extra 15 minutes. New was the free radio spot. The album show disappeared, although Frankie Fanatic was still involved in the station. May also meant the introduction of a brand new address, which was already known in the free radio world. P.O. Box 41 in Dedemsvecht would remain Everest H mailing address until the summer of 89.
That's the code, that is. That's the hose. From the Face Dances LP, side one, track two, from the LP. You can't, well, I'm not sure if you can write to us, but stand by for more information in the other programmes on FRS Holland, as I do not know the address at the moment as we have changed. So if you're listening out there, whoever you may be, wherever you may be, please do not write to our old address, as the Kent Place address has closed down. Don't forget, okay? That's our frequencies, 48 and 41 meters. Going back to 69 now, this is Tommy Rowe and Dizzy. And that's what I get when I do many programs. Do too many programs, should I say. Getting really confused now, I don't know. Must be going mad or something. Yes, I agree.
Peter.
And once again, this is the only program recorded this week. All the other programs from today have been recorded 1.5 or 2 weeks ago. And in those programs you can hear that they announce the 17th of May, but we weren't on the air on the 17th of May. What happened? Simply, they have stolen our aerials. They have stolen our aerials for 41 and 48 meters. So very bad luck on the 17th of May for the Free Radio Service Holland, because the aerials have been stolen. And there's nothing to do with, so we have now one new aerial and one reserve one. It is possible that we are on one frequency at this very moment, so we announced the 7315 and the 6250 frequencies, but it is maybe possible that we are only on 6250 instead of also 7315. Don't worry, I hope the signals are okay, as good as they were on the 19th and 26th of April, because we had on that last date, on the 26th of April, a very good test transmission on 6250, and we got a lot of letters. So stay tuned also for the International Listeners Letter Show, and that's at 1 o'clock or 1100 hours GMT.
The Free Radio Service Holland has a new mailing address. In future you can write to P.O. Box 41, postcode 7700-alpha-alpha in Dedemsvecht. So once again the address, the Free Radio Service Holland, P.O. Box 41, postcode 7700-alpha-alpha in Dedemsvecht. That's Delta Echo, Delta Echo, Mike, Sierra, Victor, Alpha, Alpha, Romeo, Tango.
Sigmund Tengesdal lives in Egersund in Norway, and he writes us he was very satisfied with our recording. We sent him a recording on a cassette, and he likes to thank us for that cassette. Well, the only thing you have to do is write in again, Sigmund, and our new mailing address is Post Office Box 41-7700-AA in Dedemsvaart in Holland. Okay.
Mr. P. Eggerman from Borehamwood in Hearts, England, sent us a letter. And he writes, despite the fact that the program was not in English, I did like the program in style, and for instance, the two DJs fooled around too much, and thus there was not enough music in it.
Oh, that were Fred Van Ness, he's fired.
Listening to the Free Radio Service Holland, and here's our new program schedule. We start at 8 GMT with the German service presented by Chris. At 8:45, the Free Radio Spot. At 9 GMT, the English service presented by Barry. At 9:30, Peter Verbruggen in FRS Goes DX. At 10:15, Musical Express with Fred Van Ness. At 11 o'clock, the International Listener's Letter Show with your letters. At 11:45, the Golden Show presented by Joop Terzee. Close down is at 12:30. The Free Radio Service Holland's broadcasting every third Sunday in the 48 and 41 meter bands. You can write to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 41, postcode 7700-alpha-alpha in Dedemsvaart.
Echo Beach. A few months ago for that one. Must be about 9 months now. This is the June 3rd Sunday transmission. Sorry about the 3rd Sunday transmission of May. We had to repeat it on the 3rd Sunday, or the 4th Sunday, should we say, of May. 1 week later, someone had half-inched our aerials. In other words, pinched our aerials. So you rotten lot out there, don't you dare do that again.
May the 31st, an extra transmission was carried out between 10 and 12 GMT, while EMR's 4th birthday show was put on the air between 8 and 10. It was the first of a series of extra 5th Sunday transmissions. EMR would only be relayed until the end of 1982 on the 5th Sunday. Two brand new aerials were put into use, resulting in perfect SWRs. Another strange thing happens during that 5th Sunday transmission in May, as Peter Verbrugge reveals.
During the first 60 minutes, I was on my own on the transmitting location, and I couldn't get rid of a terrible RF feedback. After a lot of trouble, I succeeded in contacting Bobby Speed, who was much better educated as far as technical matters are concerned. He got rid of that terrible sound, and it appeared that the RF was caused by our cassette machine.
June, July and August passed almost quietly, although a few things are worth mentioning. In June, FRS SH6250 channel suffered from heavy interference from the Free Radio Broadcasting Company, a high-powered station which hadn't been heard for a long time on shortwave. A rather low modulation level during that last hour of that June broadcast was caused by one of the car batteries, which was running flat. Also in July, it was FRBC causing interference, and thus a move to 6260 was made. Annoying was the fact that the cassette machine got jammed in the middle of the July broadcast. Peter Verbrugge thought something different was happening.
Yes, the fact two aerials were stolen only a few months earlier was still fresh in my mind and made me rather suspicious. Although we were transmitting, of course, from private ground, it was always possible unwanted persons could enter the location. So what I was thinking was that somebody had put the modulation plug out of the transmitter. And believe me, it was a relief to know it was only the cassette machine causing the trouble.
August the 30th saw the second 5th Sunday transmission together with the celebration of the very first Everest age birthday. A 90-minute documentary compiled and produced by Peter Verbruggen and Joop Terzee was broadcasted, and many, many copies were sold to the Everest listeners. Sunday, September the 20th, something strange happened, as Peter Verbruggen recalls.
Everest Holland. I returned at home after putting Everest on air, and as always, I switched my mother's receiver on in the living room. And this receiver, you must know, had a shortwave facility. And I used the receive as always with a certain signal strength. And that was of course the ground wave, cause the location was less than 2 miles from home. However, what I couldn't understand was that on that particular morning, the 41 meter band signal was exceptionally weak. So what I decided was to retune the transmitter, which was at around 10:45 Central European time, I believe. And after changing the program cassette to the other side, I went home again, still finding out that the signal was very weak. I was really convinced there was something wrong with the transmitter, so I decided to switch off the 41 meter band outlets. When we received our first mail package, about 10 days later, it appeared that bloody 41 meter band rig had been doing very well. Although the ground wave had been weaker than usually, the sky wave was excellent.
Vous écoutez FRS Hollande dans les bandes des 41 et 48 mètres.
Hier sitze ich wie an einem Regiepult im Scheine der Tischlampen, der Tischlampen und kann mit dem Druck auf einen x-beliebigen Knopf Musik und Text auslösen. Alles ist bereit und hier ist der rote Knopf. Hier ist der Fußschalter und was ist hier? Oh, das, entschuldigen Sie, das war unsere Technikerin. Also bedienen wir diesen Schalter. Achtung, Musik.
Wir haben ja alle unsere Fehler, wo?
Das war der falsche Knopf. Dieser hier wird es sein.
Hallo, ich lege Sie um.
Techniker, das reicht. Ich setze mich jetzt hin und dann fangen wir an, okay?
Bitte schön, nehmen Sie Platz, mein Herr. Nicht in diesem Stuhl. Oh, ich hatte es Ihnen gesagt.
Ist das Ding hier zufälligerweise auch an? Oh, da muss ich aber doch ziemlich dicht mit der Schnauze dran. Gut, dann fangen wir an. Ich bin das satt. Immer muss ich hier früh morgens aufstehen und das erste Programm für den Free Radio Service machen. Gott, nee. Guten Tag, ihr Lieben da draußen. Wie geht es euch? Heute wird der schönste Tag in unserem Leben. Wisst ihr auch warum? Ja, ist doch ganz klar. Fred van S., der ist in das Frittenöl gefallen und ist heute nicht da. Ob natürlich dadurch der Musical Express besser wird, das weiß der Christian Mikrofon nicht. Denn höre ich den Job der See, tun mir meine Ohren weh. Aber ich wünsche euch viel Spaß heute beim Free Radio Service Holland.
You're tuned in to the Free Radio Service of Holland. And a DX special about Radio Paradise. Broadcasting some weeks ago from the radio ship MV Magda Maria. You heard a very little part of a program recorded probably on land. The Dutch DJ. Sunday, August the 2nd, 600 hours in the early morning, the Dutch Marine, together with the Dutch police, boarded the MV Magda Maria, which was definitely lying outside the territorial waters. The marine ship Jaguar and a boat from the Dutch police with 15 policemen got the order from the public prosecutor in the Netherlands. On the ship were four people, two Irish sailors and one Dutch cook and his girlfriend. The cook was Kees Borrel, not his official name. He worked on the MV Mi Amigo plus on the MV Magdalena. The ship was towed via IJmuiden to the Antwerpen harbor, so that's the Antwerpen harbor in Amsterdam.
Even kijken, wat zag je dan ook alweer? Rasta Music? Nee, dat is het niet, hè? Het slaat een paar keer over, maar dat komt omdat het alles vos gebruikt is. Bij andere gelegenheden, nietwaar. Dus dat die slaat erbij komt, dit is Joop ter Zee in plaats van Fred van S. Want die is op dit moment eventjes weg. Inner Circle, Mary Mary. Ik ben maar even wat koffie inzetten, want het is niet helemaal mijn soort muziek. Maar niettemin toch een beetje stijl blijven, om de vaste fans niet teleur te stellen van de heer Van Hes. Make a little love to me. En dat was er eentje van Isaac Hayes.
This is Yacht to Say on the Free Radio Service of Holland.
Any Trouble heeft een nieuwe LP, een tweede, die heet Wheels in Motion. En daarvan gaan we nu draaien Open Fire.
Quite some voice, isn't it? The period October 81, March 82 was an extremely good period for the Free Radio Service Holland and its people. The most important thing for a station is the actual response from the listeners, and during this period more than 300 letters were received. Peaks were noted in November and February. In November, the 48 meter band transmission remained silent because of some trouble with a piece of rope preventing the Everest people from hanging up the 22 meters long aerial. Conditions were excellent that day, and even with only one transmitter, everything was going very well. Talking of conditions, more about that from our engineer. Here is Bobby Speeds.
The facilities of Shortwave. This is the Free Radio Service Holland, broadcasting every third Sunday and every fifth Sunday together with European Music Radio. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 41, postcode 7700 Alpha Alpha in Dedemsvaart, Holland. Please don't forget to include two international reply coupons for a QSL card and a sticker. The Free Radio Service Holland.
In those days, we didn't realize that propagation conditions were subject to dramatic differences as a result of the 11-year sunspot cycle. The conditions were superb because of the sunspot cycle was at its maximum. In fact, we never heard of any 11-year cycle, but a few years later we discovered how important the influence could be when we were affected by those terrible reception possibilities in the mid-80s. So the fact that those little 10-watt rigs were providing such wonderful signal was partly due to the splendid conditions during the early 1980s.
November the 29th, 1981, the 48 meter band transmitter was back, and even in Italy, Everest provided reasonable signals, witness the various reports being received. The final 1981 transmission took place December the 20th, and for the second time, a special Christmas broadcast was put on the air. One little funny incident took place when Peter Verbrugge discovered on the location that the cassette recorder was frozen and was only producing terrible sounds. It had been very cold that Saturday night, and the cassette recorder had been lying all night in Peter's car, giving not enough protection against the cold.
The time is here, the time is now. Und noch einmal hier vom Free Radio Service Holland, vom Chris, das allerbeste zum Weihnachtsfest, ein gutes neues Jahr. Und Kinderchen, lasst uns doch alle mal zusammen dafür sorgen, dass Friede, Freude, Eierkuchen herrscht in der Welt. Tja, Briefe haben wir ja, Kinderchen, unser Briefträger, der hat also einen Nervenzusammenbruch bekommen. Nicht so viele Briefe und das alles an unsere Adresse in 7700 AA in Dedemsvaart. Und das wisst ihr alle mal, wir wohnen da im Postfach 41. Übrigens, was ihr noch nicht wisst, im 41-Meter-Band wie gewohnt 7315 Kilohertz und im 48-Meter-Band, da sitzen wir normalerweise 6250 Kilohertz. Aber der Weihnachtsmann, der ist vorbeigekommen, hat uns noch einen anderen Sendekristall gebracht und es kann passieren, der hat nämlich getrunken, der Schlimme. Ja, das war so kalt und da hat der gedacht, ich pack mal einen Schnaps und so. Und dass wir vielleicht heute auf 6290 sitzen. Aber das ist ja euer Problem. Was haben wir damit zu tun, auf welcher Frequenz wir sitzen? Und eben mal ein paar Briefe so zwischendurch. Der Wolfgang Briese in 1055 Berlin, S-Markstraße 26 hat geschrieben. Und er hat sich ja riesig gefreut, denn das ist das erste Mal, dass er unseren Namen entziffern konnte. Ja, mein lieber Freund, ist der Empfang in Berlin so schlecht? Da weht vielleicht eine falsche Brise. Hm? Na ja, Wolfgang, vielen, vielen Dank. Und natürlich, wir wissen, IRCs, die seien nicht zu haben in der DDR. Aber das ist doch kein Problem. Problem. Wir schreiben dir, mein Freund. Und wir schreiben natürlich auch den Günther Langer in Wustrow, ebenfalls in der DDR, in der Dassmannstraße.
Rather nice. Going back in time there, this is the Free Radio Service Holland, and we're welcoming you to the December transmissions.
Serving the European continent and the UK with good programming, this is the international shortwave sound of the Free Radio Service Holland, only and special for you.
You know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days. Come to think of it, as bad as we think they are, these will become the good old days for our children. Smiles we gave to one another.
Oh, fantastic. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
The way we
The way we were. That's really nice. No matter who does that actual record, that's recording, it always sounds really nice. This is the Free Radio Service Holland and the English service.
The way we
a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody out there. It's Christmas time, and it's almost time for me to say bye for now. Thank you, Gladys Knight and her Pips. So from me, Barry, it's time to say bye-bye for now. Until later on, should I say I'll see you next year? That sounds great, doesn't it? See you next year, 1982. Have a nice Christmas.
Ik denk ook wel dat ze dat wel weten.
Ik vraag me af welke tijd dat op de klok staat. Is dat
GMT waarschijnlijk?
10 voor 11 GMT.
10 voor 11 GMT. Dames en heren, en Fred van
Eskelo. Hoe laat is het in Nederland dan?
10 voor 12.
Oh ja.
En in Engeland is het ook 10 voor 11.
Ah. Engeland is het 10 voor 11.
Gelukkig maar. Ik hoor iets ontzettend fluiten en zingen. Ja, dat zal dan op de monitor zijn. Dat komt waarschijnlijk door jouw hoofd.
Ah.
Wie doet er eerst een brief, jij of ik?
Jij doet eerst een brief.
Ja, maar ik heb hem nog helemaal niet voorbereid ofzo.
Ja!
Hello friends, staat hier.
Dat is ermee dus.
Ah, ongetwijfeld. We received a letter from Mr. Bernd Kreiling, Hügelheim in Western Germany. And he writes, hello friends. And I assume he means
us.
Exactly. Well, today on Sunday the 15th of November I listened to your famous program, Will Will, on the shortwave frequency 7315, and I listened from 10:56 to until 12:48.
Steely Dan from the album Can Buy a Thrill, and do it again.
Wat doe ik nou allemaal?
Right. Let's carry on with the letters in this Christmas program. A letter from Dio Sumariva, that's Italian, and he lives in Italy, of course, Milan, and he writes, dear source of FRS, I have very great pleasure in sending you a reception report about your transmission on 7315 from 9:45 until 10:32 GMT on the 15th of November. Simpo 344433. And now to prove that I really tuned into your station, here are some details. And give some details.
Supertram, 1977. Een hoop brieven aan de andere kant van de glas zie ik al. Terrible, terrible.
In fact, of course, very good, but in fact, yes, there are many, many letters.
Difficult.
Why? Because the conditions were very good on November the 15th. We were only on the 41 meter band and we got 75 letters, I think, and 8 of them were coming from Italy. Well, what about that? And some from Finland and the rest from West East Germany, Great Britain, Holland, and various other countries.
Free Radio Service Holland.
You won had been a very good year and 1982 already spread its wings. Similar to 1981, 1982 began perfectly. During the early part of the January transmission, Everest H was received in the USA. Quite exceptional, knowing this happened after 9 GMT, a time when chances of being received across the Atlantic are virtually nil. Saturday, January the 31st, one day before the 5th Sunday transmission together at European Music Radio, it was discovered that two of the ropes which were permanently hanging on the location since a few months were pulled out of the trees. In the darkness, one new piece of rope was thrown in a tree, and the following morning the Everest people were unsuccessful in getting the missing rope on the right place. Therefore, only one aerial could be hung up, and thus 6250 remained silent that Sunday. Also in February, Everest H was only on 41 meters. It was a cold, sunny day, and conditions were really fantastic. Nobody could imagine that it was a kind of historical day in the life of the station, because the surprise came a few weeks later when Peter Verbrugge received a package of mail containing reception reports for the February transmission. When opening the package, he couldn't believe his eyes when he discovered a report from as far away as Argentina. Peter Verbrugge about that letter.
Yes, it's hard to describe what your feelings are at such a moment. I think it was like a dream, and I just couldn't believe it. January already proved much was possible under these superb conditions. But let's be honest, it surpassed our wildest expectations. The distance was approximately 10,000 kilometers, and our actual output was 10,000 milliwatts. So, 1 milliwatt for each kilometer.
Maybe miles next time. How much would that be in miles? Maybe a bit easier. Program-wise, anyway, there were a number of changes in the first 8 months of 1982. Chris stopped presenting the German service for the time being, but afterwards it turned out that his January show was the last one he did for the Free Radio Service Holland. However, he became co-presenter of the International Listeners Letter Show together with Peter Verbrugge. George Strong was taking over the German service as from March 1982 onwards. We asked him to recall a few memories from the period he worked for the Free Radio Service Holland, but unfortunately George wasn't able to send us a taped message because of holidays. He liked to say hello to all of the Everest H listeners, and he is still a faithful listener of the Free Radio Service Holland programs on shortwave. Here are a few extracts of his debut show on March the 21st, 1982.
21. März 1982, 9 Uhr GMT, 10 Uhr Central European Time. Willkommen, liebe Hörerfreunde der Free Radio Service Holland. Begrüßt euch zum deutschsprachigen Programm, das ihr auf den beiden Frequenzen 7315 und 6250 bis 9.30 Uhr GMT hören könnt. Wie ihr sicherlich gemerkt habt, ist Chris nicht am Mikrofon. Ihr könnt ihn wieder ab April in der International Listeners Letter Show hören. Sondern mein Name ist, man höre und staune, George Strong. Hallo Freunde! Ich habe also die Aufgabe, Chris ehrenvoll zu vertreten, was mir bestimmt nicht leicht fallen wird. Denn Chris kennt sicherlich die besseren Witze als ich. Das liegt wohl daran, dass ich nicht dreimal kurz gelacht lese, aber trotzdem kommt hier ein dummer Spruch von mir. Also, wenn der Hahn kräht auf dem Mist, kommt auch bald ein Exorzist. Right, turn on the radio, singt John Wetton. Ich möchte dazu nur anfügen, stellt das Radio laut, wenn ihr den Free Radio Service Holland hört.
Broadcasting every third Sunday into the 48 and 41 meter bands, this is the Free Radio Service Holland.
Wenn man das Radio anhat und den Free Radio Service Holland hört, sollte man den Fernseher ausschalten. Diese Meinung vertritt auch die DDR-Rockgruppe City. Schalt die Glotze aus!
During the third Sunday of March 1982, problems arose with the 48 meter band transmitter, and for a long time the Free Radio Service Holland would only be broadcasting on 7315 kHz within the 41 meter band range. Very stimulating for the whole DJ crew was the good news, which was brought by the German KDKC magazine, a German news bulletin very popular because of its comprehensive news coverage on the shortwave free radio scene. Everest H was chosen as the number one shortwave hobby pirate by the readers of KDKC. A great success after just 20 months of broadcast, which was sadly overshadowed by the fact Joop ter Zee announced he was going to leave the Free Radio Service Holland. He was involved with the station right from the very early beginning and played an important role as one of the responsibles for all those freaky and well-produced jingles, and it seems they are even still popular in 1990 among many of Everest H's older listeners.
Famous Joop ter Zee!
Zonder van jou en mijn tijd.
International Shortwave Radio, this is the Free Radio Service Holland.
Where's that chief engineer? This transmitter's only got a range of half a mile.
Your damn brains out.
De zendertechnicus van ons, Bobby Speed.
He's the man.
That's a nice transmitter. That's a nice transmitter.
Verbazingwekkend zuinig. Betrouwbaar. Goed voor jarenlang rijplezier. Joop ter Zee.
Every third Sunday, this is the Free Radio Service Holland.
This is Joop ter Zee on the Free Radio Service of Holland.
Wonderful music now! Broadcasting in the shortwave bands every third Sunday, this is the Free Radio Service Holland. Much more music now!
Yeah! Dit is Joop ter Zee.
Draag niet één oorbel, maar twee.
Juist!
You are listening to Peter Verbruggen on FRS. You're listening to Peter Verbruggen on the FRS. Hello, you're listening to Peter Verbruggen on FRS Holland.
Where's the bird?
On 48 and 41 meters, this is your sound on shortwave FRS Holland.
During the April transmission, Everest was forced to leave 7315 because Radio Woodstock, a Scottish station, also used this channel. This was, to say the least, strange, knowing Everest Holland already continuously used 7315 since January 1981. However, Everest still got a spare 7325 crystal, and so most of the broadcast took place on this frequency. Coincident or not, just like the May transmission of 1981, also the 1982 May transmission was aired on a fourth Sunday, this time because of internal organizational grounds. How difficult it sometimes was to get the aerials properly in the trees was proved by the fact work was finished 2 minutes before the planned commencement of the May 23rd transmission. For the second time in succession, 7325 had to be used, this time not because of another hobby pirate, but because of the terrible sound of a teleprinter. 1 week later, the second Fifth Sunday transmission of 1982 went by without incidents. June 20th could have been one of those normal third Sundays. However, a strange phenomenon called long skip surfaced, making things rather confusing. It was in fact the very first time Everest experienced the effects of such strange conditions. A relatively low number of letters, but on the other hand, reports from remote countries as far away as Italy and Finland. For many faithful Everest listeners, reception wasn't possible, simply because they were living in the so-called dead zone, an area which was skipped by the skywave.
especially in the summer period, long skip conditions could have a great influence on a broadcast. Witness the fact that Everest could hardly be received in the Netherlands during the July 18th transmission. One thing may not be forgotten. It was June 1982 when the Everest Listeners Club was officially founded. Main idea behind this club was to inform the dedicated Everest listener about the station by means of a monthly magazine called Everest Goes DX. Also the offshore scene and shortwave free radio were covered in the magazine. Through the years, Everest Goes DX developed into a good-looking, very informative and up-to-date magazine, read by people spread around the world. July 1982 saw the final George Strong show, only after being some 5 months on shortwave. Michael substituted him and was the third presenter of the German service.
Ahoy, night, Beatles. Few minutes to go and then it's time for Al Muick, and after Al Muick is some minutes of myself, Peter Verbruggen, and the Free Radio News. Hope you enjoyed these 45 minutes on Everest Holland and splendid golden oldie music. Or not. I hope you agree. Well, anyway, my mother is dislike the music, so... Thanks to George Strong between 8 and 8.30 with your German show, and between 8.30 and 8.45 Free Radio News, myself, between 8.45 and 9.30 Chris, and between 9.30 and 10.00 hours Barry Stevens, and now between 10.00 and 10.45 Peter Verbruggen. Easy boy,
easy boy. Hello, once again, this is Army Specialist Al Muick with the FRC USA Pirate Report over the Free Radio Service Holland. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the long interval between my reports, but sometimes work gets piled up here in the United States Army, and I have little time for pirate radio. First of all, the voice of SINCOM returned to the air on March 14th. Returned to the air on March 14th, and it was heard about 0558 Greenwich Mean Time on 6225 with very good signals. They also transmitted on 6250 with fair signals, 6280 with good signals, 7375 with fair signals. And unfortunately, 7425 was inaudible.
The fact that the Free Radio Service Holland was responsible for putting out his own programs could result in funny, strange, unexpected, but also risky situations, as already put forward early in the story. Yeah, Peter Verbruggen's story, how he got out of a very tricky situation on August the 15th, 1982.
It was the first time I overslept myself. I picked up a friend who would help me that morning. We rushed to the location and at 10.35, some 40 minutes late I believe, programs commenced. Important to know is we had access to a piece of private ground from which the transmissions were coming already since the very beginning of Everest Holland. And this ground belonged to Bobby Speed's father and he knew about the transmissions. That was no problem at all for him. Coincident or not, precisely that day I had no key of the gate which gave access to the location. So there was no other choice than parking the car outside the forest of Mr. Speed Senior. It was surrounded by a large fence and I remember there was only one place we could make use of to enter the forest. The car was parked in front of this spot near the road and at least 100 meters had to be lugged with the equipment to reach the fixed location. We returned at approximately 10.45 to the car, keeping in mind to be careful at the moment we had to leave the wood, because Sunday morning walkers passing by could get suspicious when seeing two men carrying a large plastic bag. They could think we were poachers. I said to my friend, have a look if the coast is safe. So he walked cautiously to the road, where he was welcomed with open arms by the police. I myself wasn't aware of the situation until he returned and told me so. At first I thought he was joking, but within a minute I had to face up the reality. The reason for the curiosity of the police could be simply explained. They found my car unlocked on that rather strange spot near the road. Because of the hurry we were in, both of us forgot to lock my car. Anyway, the police immediately started making inquiries, and main question was what we were doing in the woods. As I carried that large bag containing a receiver and a spare aerial, I declared without a moment's thought we were radio amateurs trying to hang up the aerial to achieve good reception. And I added the reception that morning was badly affected because of the rain forcing us to give up the experiment. To convince them, I also told them the story about the key and the fact I had permission to set foot on that piece of wood, cause I knew the owner. In one or another way, the story wasn't believed and both of us were taken to the local police office. In the meantime, and that was, that was very funny of course, the transmission continued. Being arrived at the police station, one of the two officers called the owner and asked him if he knew me. Bobby Speed's father immediately reacted and said I was a friend of his son, having permission to set foot on his land. Believe it or not, within 2 minutes, we again sat in the police car, and this time on our way back to my car. They dropped us without forgetting to warn me to lock the doors of my car from now on. And then they disappeared. The first thing I did was going back to the transmitters, because in the meantime, a cassette change had to be made. I know I played for high stakes, but I didn't have another choice.
Sie sind eingeschaltet beim Free Radio Service Holland in Holländisch, Deutsch und Englisch. Free Radio Service Holland, Ihr echtes, freies Radio, jeden dritten Sonntag im 41 und 48 Meter Band mit diversen guten Programmen für ganz Europa. Willkommen in der faszinierenden Welt der Kurzwelle beim alternativen Sound vom Free Radio Service Holland.
You're tuned in to the Free Radio Service Holland, broadcasting in Dutch, German and English from somewhere to Europe. Free Radio Service Holland means real free radio every third Sunday in the 48 and 41 meter shortwave band with various good programs. Tune in to the wonderful world of shortwave and listen to that alternative sound of the Free Radio Service Holland.
Afgestemd op de Free Radio Service Holland, uitzendend in Nederlands, Duits en Engels, vanuit ergens naar Europa. Free Radio Service Holland betekent echte vrije radio elke derde zondag in de 48 en 41 meter band met diverse goede programma's. Stem af op die fascinerende wereld van de korte golf en luister naar het alternatieve geluid van de Free Radio Service Holland.
Hallo, 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 hallo. Zelfs de klok is weer gestart. Fred van Es terug van vakantie. En meteen slepen ze me maar achter de microfoon. Voor weer een programma op Free Radio Service Holland. Je bent van harte welkom. Deze 18 juli inmiddels 1982. Nog één maandje en Free Radio Service Holland bestaat 2 jaar. Tijd voor een feestje zou je haast zeggen. After the Musical Express, your letters in the International Listeners Letter Show together with Chris. And last but not least, Sounds Alternative, new wave music, new musical trends, and yes, yes, Mr. Joop ter Zee. He's back on the station, and that's a great thing. I hope you will enjoy the next 4 hours of broadcast from Everest Holland. stay tuned. And don't forget, we'll be back in 2 weeks because we celebrate our second anniversary. Bye for now and stay tuned for our new German DJ.
Schickeria, die Spider-Murphy-Gang frisch importiert haben wir diese Jungs aus Bayern. So, ja, im Hintergrund läuft noch ein Kassettengerät. Lasst euch davon nicht stören. Ich glaube, ich halte es mal im Moment aus. Na? So, da seht ihr mal, live sind wir dabei hier.
10 years, music and information. This is the Free Radio Service Holland.